Blog Talk Radio. Baby, I can give it to you any way you like it. You just let me know. I'm giving you the key so you can drive me fast or slow. Cause on this ride of love, we're gonna go to places you and I ain't never been before.
Baby, imagine me kissing all over you. Your body's trembling, I know you're feeling me. Oh, now it's getting serious, and I'm tired of being curious. Girl, my body is filled with love, I can't take it no more. I am about to explode.
How y'all doing tonight? I'm sorry about that. Y'all mean just sitting here playing the jams with lots and just trying to get my mind clear. Hope y'all having a good time. The question of the night is how to fix a broken heart. And you gotta, like, this life, so no more questions you gotta ask in life. How do you fix a broken heart? Definitely if your heart broken or someone that you care about or love or you want to get to know's heart is broken, how do you fix it? So, I mean, it's very hard to fix something like that. So, I mean, that's this life. So that's the question of the night. And don't forget, we're going to have our talk hour. That means you can call in and ask anything you want. You feel me? So I'm going to get back to the music, all right?
There's so much shit I want to do to you. Right in New York. Cut the lights off, but don't you close the door. Tonight I'm gonna make my hallways echo you. Pull my shirt off, pull your jeans down. Oh baby, take your time. Now turn around as our bodies catch the mirror. Now we glide into the
Thank you.
What's up, y'all? I hope y'all are sitting back relaxing and enjoying the music, having fun with your loved ones. I mean, told you the question of the night is how to fix a broken heart. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, it's very hard to fix a broken heart these days. And people don't come back from being broken hearted. So I'm going to get the real issue out and try to help y'all as much as I can. And don't forget, we got 14 minutes until y'all could call in and ask anything y'all want. Any questions about love, romance, anything. We could have a conversation about it. I'm going to try to bring some people in on it. I mean, we could all be a group and talk about it so I could get all y'all opinions on everything and see how it is. So I'm going to get back to the gems, and I'm going, in a minute, after that I get done playing these gems, I'm going to end up answering the questions at night for y'all. So, I mean, I'm going to play some Trey Songz, One Love.
Be honest, it's like the first time in my life I cried about it all, and I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to tell you, girl.
You're the one I need. Cause baby, I done had them all. I don't want nobody but you. Oh, darling. Honey, let me break it down. See, we living in a lonely world. Ain't too tired of the running around. Don't you wanna be my only girl? Baby, can I be the one you call? Part of the lies and truth is all you wanna hear.
provide you with the right amount of pleasure. when I know you're satisfied. So let's keep giving all we got, 'cause who knows, somehow we just might be the same way.
Watch you.
What's up, y'all? Okay, it's close to that hour. Now, y'all heard the question of the night. I'm going to read some of the questions of the night off of Facebook. Okay, my boy Dante, he said, to fix a broken heart, super glue. Yeah, it looked like he about to do some real experiment with that. Yeah, you know I mean, my boy Rob said, start over and pray about it. One day at a time. That's how life is. Oh, he just got straight to the point. He has shot the gun. Okay. My boy Donald, he says, time. I could see that happening. I could see time happening. I mean, time is the essence of life. So, I mean, done with the answer. So, this is where we get to have fun, people. We get to see where y'all mad at. I play one song, and y'all could call in and ask anything about romance, about love, how to sit back and spice up y'all love life, the whole nine of yours, and either ask me some questions if y'all want to. So, let's sit back and have fun to see how this go. I'm going to play one song, and I might spark it off, the conversation. Let's see. So I'm going to start it off. First song of the hour I'm going to play is Mary J. Blige, Don't Mind.
Baby, I love you.
When I leave, do you think about me?
up, y'all? I mean, you said, you know, I'm going to spark it off. Okay, I want to sit back and just talk to y'all for a minute, get a couple ideas of how this is going to happen. I want to talk about heartbreak. I mean, the question of the night. Since I didn't do, I mean, I answered my question anyway. I want to talk about the heartbreak thing. It seems like there's a lot of people that giving up because they're heartbroken or a dude did them wrong. You know how life is. Or someone basically playing their hearts now, or they're afraid. I mean, a fear. So, I mean, what? Like, why would you be scared to give your heart another chance? A heart could always be healed. You know what I mean? A heart is like a chest, a treasure chest. I mean, so I can see why I feel that way. But a heart can be healed. You let somebody that know how to heal it right. So think about that. I mean, and just relax and let enjoy life and be happy if someone want to heal your heart, because there'd be like, you can't have them people that don't give, like, don't care at all. So you need to really think about that, I mean, and just enjoy it while y'all have it, I mean, or who's ever there. Because a lot of people these days don't care, and that's keeping it a bean. And y'all need to think about that. So that's my topic. Hey, anybody else want to talk about that? We could keep it pushing. So I'm going to play another song, like I said, I mean, and I think I'm going to play Casey and JoJo All My Life.
Stay away.
Okay, y'all, what's y'all, like, we just chilling. Hey, yo, KP just stepped to the building, so it's about to even go down better. Little KP, y'all know him, any given Wednesdays, you know how I pop off. And I got someone that want to ask the question, so I'm going to get to the caller. I mean, how you doing, caller? Can you tell me your name and what?
Yes, my name is Flower from Pittsburgh.
Okay, Flower from Pittsburgh. So, what can we help you with, Emmy?
Yes, I wanted to know why the man that I'm recently in a relationship with, he wants his cake and he wants to eat it too, far as he wants to get all the essentials of being in a relationship, but also wants to be single at the same time. And I'm really getting tired of it and don't know how to deal with the issue.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, in that situation of life, I'm going to sit back and I'm not going to sit back. I'm going to give you the honest answer to that. Well, some men just is not ready or afraid of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know how to handle it or deal with it. They be like, oh, I'm scared of it when it comes down to it. So you got to start, like, all right, talk, like, give me, like, okay, so you want to be with him, but he's playing around with you.
Well, he's been at my house every day for the past 2 months. And, well, the thing is, I just found out I was pregnant. And he's been in my house every day since he found out. He's want everything as far as cooking, cleaning, you know, cuddling, all that of a relationship. But also he wants to be single too. Like, and the whole situation is just so frustrating.
Yeah, I can see you in a situation like that. That's deep. Like, I'm sorry, that's like Titanic deep. So KP, what thoughts on that?
Well, see, I ain't know all of that. I would have thought that if he goes out or something, maybe it's somebody else too. Because when people say stuff like that, they're either having another crush on a female, but they want to be with you at the same time. So it could be that too. Maybe he's having mixed feelings. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, that's a good thing. That's a good answer. Like, I like that. Because it could be in a situation of a mixed feelings and don't know how to handle it. But also, I mean, if there's a kid involved,
maybe he's not ready.
Yeah, some people are not ready. That is true.
That's understandable. But, I mean, it seemed like he's excited. I mean, calling his mom, telling everybody, talking about it all the time, you know, got the names picked out and everything. Like, but
all right. So, like,
he seems excited about that situation. And I understand that, you know, he had a life before me, that he had, you know, he was a ladies' man before me, and I understand that. And it doesn't matter to me. What I'm saying is, I told him, you know, you can go. Just because I'm having your child doesn't mean you have to stay with me. But what I'm saying is, don't sit here with me and while my feelings are growing for you, and, you know, and you're just stuck in the quicksand, don't know which way to go.
So did you have to sit down with him yet?
Yes.
And what was his answer?
Very narrow-minded. Very narrow-minded. He's young.
Yeah.
He don't want a relationship. And
okay. Yeah, that's the sad of you just got to do you. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait for nobody. Because you seem like you and your grandma and you having a child by this man. So what I suggest is if he's young man, then let him do him. You know what I'm saying? Be on your grown woman. Take care of the baby. Don't worry about him. If he want to be with you, He's gonna come if he wanna be with you.
And that is true. That is true. Can't lie.
And that's exactly how I feel. That's exactly how I feel.
And that's how you should feel. You ain't supposed to let anything hold you back. You know what I mean? Because, like, you got to think about it. It's, now y'all got a kid together. See, one thing in the dudes, man, for real, some women, they don't realize how strong a woman is. Like, okay. Like me, I keep it a thing. I don't think I know all this stuff that hard. No, I experienced it. I've been through all the triangles, all the ups and downs, heartbroken, everything, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I keep it a beat. Some men don't understand, like, what they have on their hands, or they realize that what they do have on their hands, they get scared about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you guys figure out, like, understand, like, what's really going on in his mind. Because are you older than him?
No, he's older than me, but my mother always say women mature faster than men.
That is true. I'm not going to lie. I learned that from my goddess. You know what I mean? I'm still in the process of learning. Like, my goddess, except that I call her a goddess because she reached that level of mature, and she knows what she's doing, what she's doing. And I love her. She's older than me.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand, he got to understand, like, okay, I got a real strong woman on my hand. I don't have a little girl that sit back and, want to play house.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally figured that out. Like, oh, damn, she don't want to play house. She's talking real serious stuff and got a little bit scared because he's like, am I ready for this? I mean, I'm sorry, God don't change nothing. Sometimes it make it worse and sometimes it makes it better.
Mm-hmm.
And so if when you get on your grown woman status that you are, okay, if you don't want to be with me, I mean, I'm going to still do for mine.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you gotta be like that. You can't be like stressing over this dude. Like, oh, why he don't want to be with me? Nah. I'll keep it 100. I'm sorry. Nah.
I understand. I like it like that. Keep it 100 for real.
My goddess would tell me in a heartbeat, like, oh, you don't want to be with me? Well, forget you then. I'm gonna go do me, and I need a man in my life, not a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to respect that because I'm like, oh, well, I'm sorry, that's kind of a turn on too. So how you doing? Like, I can't get mad about it. That's and, like, I be like, sometimes, man, we go off and talk all our little stuff. He's like, oh, man, she don't know what she really wants. But if you can't fight someone that really know what they want. Because then you win. And at the end of the day, you be like, man. Or you might sit back and lose the one that really did love you versus females out there that don't love you.
Mm-hmm.
So he just put his priority and his mind together of what he want and break it down. You know what I mean? Like, you love him. Like, you be like, I love this dude, but if you ain't that good for me, I can't really do nothing with you. If you ain't ready, I mean, the whole life like that. So sometimes, I ain't gonna lie, man, I'm a man, so I've been in that predicament. I ain't gonna lie and say I wasn't out there cheating or being a hoe, whatever y'all wanna call me, a dog, whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I had to learn. Because some men, like, men are like, men that say they know everything. And be like, oh, I'm going to do this to you. I would do that to you. I'm just opening up your mind a little bit, giving you my romance. I'm giving you romance 101 real quick. Men, basically, some men that know what they're doing don't have to speak it.
Mm-hmm.
They would just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because speaking, just talking about it, it really don't mean nothing. That don't mean everybody talk these days.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talk a good game. So you got people gotta understand that. I mean, I'm romance. I'm here to help out. I'm here to give the planet the love that it wants. But if you ain't real with yourself, how you gonna be opened up to a whole nother world and a whole nother situation of love? Like, it's very difficult these days.
Yep.
So people got really understand that. I mean, so therefore, with the question, like I said, you're a mom right now. You got to sit back. If he want to waste his time, hopefully you do the right thing. Listen to, hey, my boy KP told you, I told you, just do your thing. And he going to come to you. He going to come to you. But also, don't fall for the fakeness. That's one thing from because women fall in love, and love is strong. It's like a, I'm sorry, it's like a violin. You know what I mean? When we come in there,
it's a handicap.
I'm not gonna lie, it kind of is a handicap for women. And in the bad part, we know it. Like, we ain't dumb. We be prepared to tell you this sad story. So, this, I mean, I need, like, be strong with it and be like, oh, are you really ready? I'm going to give you a test and see if you're really ready. Oh, you ain't ready? Then you got to go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's my goddess will be in a heartbeat. You got 3 months to get you together. I'm sorry. Yeah. I would never do it again. I mean, okay, okay. And you get a therapist? I mean, like, that's the type of love. And I ain't going to lie. Yeah, I'm a dude. So I'm like, man, like, men love to be in control.
Mm-hmm.
Things, and let me get it. Like I said, he might have got scared, didn't know if it was going to come. And was like, oh, I'm not ready. And kind of found out, he's like, what the heck? How do I get out this situation? But I do love her. Hopefully there is no other girl. Like my boy said, maybe he, you got to look at the option of things. But that's, as a woman, that's when you do your investigation. Be like, okay, I'm about to go see what this dude's up to. Hopefully, what do you think?
Yeah, because I know he was a ladies' man before me, you know. He was a ladies' man. He get all the chicks, you know what I mean? But
yeah, that's right.
I just don't know.
You say he's a ladies' man, so, I mean, you got to look at this long as you keep your eyes open, because, I mean, that's life. Ladies' man or not ladies' man, you're going ahead. Definitely if you're in a relationship with somebody, men don't notice this. When you're in a relationship with someone, females will come flocking because they want to know what are you doing that she like. Like, that's keeping in the beat. So, I mean, people got to learn how to jump off the ship. Be like, oh, I got to abandon the ship. Nah, this is too much. I can't do. And that's life. I mean, so so hopefully I helped you out. If there are any more questions you would like to ask?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, how about you just sit back. I mean, enjoy the music. I'm going to play some more jams. I mean, anybody that calls in, tell your friends about, you know what I mean, about the show.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely, I'm here, like I said, every Sunday from 10 to 11, I ask on my Facebook a question of them. And then from 11 to 12, y'all can call in, ask anything y'all want, and I try to get my help, and, I mean, bring some people in to help you out. So I'm going to sit back and play KKA. And don't forget about every Tuesday is Happy Tuesdays. I mean, that's for Fantasy Crew, the radio show. And don't forget Wednesday with your boy KP, who was this here. I mean, he had to abandon ship. And don't forget about MMO Thursday with KK. You can find him on Facebook as well. So, I mean, just hit me up on Facebook, Romance Love, and definitely I sit back and help you out. And don't forget, my show is every Sunday. So tell your friends about it, okay?
I'm about to play. All right, I will.
All right. All right, callers. I mean, I'm just having fun. Like I said, I give y'all the things, tell y'all the truth of how things is, how life is, and give it the honest truth, and I bring romance into your life. And I'm going to sit back. I'm going to figure out another game for y'all to play with y'all couples, the one y'all love. and understand, I mean, you need romance in your life to make everything work. You need love, you need faith, you need communication, and you need romance. About doing things in your relationship, it ain't going to work out. Definitely communication, because if y'all two ain't talking, then y'all ain't meant to be together. I'll just keep it at that being. All right, I'm going to sit back and get to the music. I'm going to play KK Canty Casa Edition.
Hug you. Yeah.
Hey, I've been calling and sorry if I didn't get your message. I was thinking, wondering, pondering.
Make me feel I would never be.
Like I said, we got 19 minutes to go for the show to end. I want to thank all my Facebook fans. I want to thank all the callers. Hey, I want to thank everybody. I mean, to sit back and enjoy the music and relax, like I said, the rest of the night. And hopefully y'all have fun. I know I had fun. All right. Don't forget about the Happy Tuesdays, Creamy Fridays. Oh, my bad. Happy Tuesdays, Any Given Wednesdays, and MMO Thursday. And every other Friday, this Friday that passed, so next 2 weeks, Creamy Friday and the Make You Smile event with Shay Shay and your Make You Smile event with your boy KP. Don't forget Thursdays, Fantasy Crew. Wednesdays, Any Given Wednesdays, KP, and In My Mood Thursdays with KK. Don't forget about your boy every Sunday. Romance. So I'm going to get back to the jams. Hopefully y'all enjoyed your night. I want y'all relax. Y'all with your ladies, tell them how much you love them. Anybody having a birthday, happy birthday, anniversary, happy anniversary, the whole nine yards. So I'm going to just turn it up a little bit more. Have fun, guys.
Thank you.
quiet. I didn't have the strength to fight it. But when you smile, something stirs inside of me. And I can't break through my insecurity.
Said I wouldn't, said I wouldn't, said I wouldn't, babe. Said I wouldn't fall in love again. Said I wouldn't, said I wouldn't, said I wouldn't, babe.
No, no.
Said I wouldn't fall in love again.
I'ma put it